Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset about many things. This actually is a loving rebuke of our Lord to Saint Martha, and so it has many lessons to teach us. For Martha was busy doing the things of hospitality, but she was anxious about many things she should not have been, because as our Lord pointed out to her, her sister had chosen the better part, and so our Lord was asking Martha not to destroy all the good that her work could do by being anxious about things that had really no effect on the work, or no, as it were, did not diminish in any way, manner, shape, or form the work she was performing. And indeed, we may envy Martha that she had the opportunity to serve the Lord, save for the fact that St. Augustine tells each and every one of us, we all too have the same opportunity to serve the Lord in all the things we do and in all the peoples we meet. And so we must not seek to destroy those things that the Lord has added to work, not in order really to punish us, but in order to help us to make reparation for the sins we have committed. That is, the toil and the labor that often accompany our works. And our Lord is instructing Martha not to indulge herself in those things that diminish the value of those works done for the Lord. For she was taking care of the body of the Lord, and the Lord was there to take care of her spiritual life, her soul, as much as he was there to take care of Mary's spiritual life and soul, each according to what they were doing at the time, according to what the Lord had asked them to do. And so we too must turn to those two dwellers in the holy home of Nazareth, the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph, to truly learn how all our works, all our labors, all our prayers are to be done and to be exercised in order to give God the greatest glory, and most especially in order that we may show him too that we dwell in this world in order to serve him in this life in order that we may enjoy his company forever in the life to come. And so let us be thankful for these two saints, Martha and Mary, who teach us so many wonderful things. Martha, of course, is not being sternly rebuked by our Lord because she had the right intention. She was doing so in order to serve the Lord. She just allowed, as it were, those things that accompany the work, especially for those conceived in the order of original sin, that allow them an opportunity to cooperate with the suffering of Jesus Christ by all the toils and the labors, all the monotony that often accompanies the ordinary things we do. And so let us strive each and every moment to do the ordinary things the Lord asks us in life, as Mary and Joseph perform those tasks in the holy home of Nazareth. And even if our Lord calls us to do extraordinary things, let us not diminish them by seeking ways to indulge in a form of self-love, as Martha was doing today, always aware that in matters of the temple order, the Lord doesn't always and often ask us to complete everything we do. He simply asks us to engage in it and to try to perform it to the best of our ability, to give it our best effort, and at the end of the day, to thank him for the opportunity to serve him, so that Martha, if she had done this, she too would have been choosing the better part. And so, rather than think of the Lord, she thought more of herself, and so the suffering of her work was diminished. And so let us do nothing to diminish the suffering that accompanies our human toil, our human labors, so that we may truly cooperate in all we do and all we say. We may truly cooperate in the sacrifice that our Lord offered for our salvation, so that we may show him we are worthy of that eternal home that he has prepared for all who serve him in this life, in order to enjoy him forever in the life to come.